When is the right time to baptize? That's what we're going to discuss on today's exciting edition of Grace in Focus. Hi, I'm Lucas Kitchen with the Grace Evangelical Society. Thanks for tuning in to Grace in Focus. Today's episode is another in our series of questions and answers. Listeners just like you are sending their questions in, and we have a pile of them to answer. You can get your questions answered by sending us a message at radio@faithalone.org. Well, let's go right to today's discussion with Dr. Bob Wilkin and Sean Lazar. Here's Grace in Focus.
Welcome back to Grace in Focus. My name's Sean.
Hi, I'm Bob.
Well, we have a question about baptism.
Oh, good. Okay.
When were you baptized?
Well, I was christened as an infant, about 6 months old, in the Serbian Orthodox Church. And then I came to faith as a senior in college, and I was baptized within a week or so after that.
I was baptized, I must have been probably 19, back in Montreal. So we believe in baptism, first of all, and we believe in believer's baptism.
Right.
All right, because a lot of Christians, and I say Christians in a cultural sense, they baptize babies because they believe that salvation really isn't by faith alone. You also need these other things that are happening in your life.
There's that, and they also equate it with circumcision, which was done on the eighth day among the Jewish people for the boys.
Right.
And so as a result, they see it as kind of a sign of the covenant.
Yeah, they think baptism, water baptism, now replaces circumcision. But there's no example in the Bible of any child, any small child, being baptized.
No, we have no examples of infant baptism. We don't even have examples of children being baptized. But I think our question here gets in the area not of infants, but children.
Right. So this is a question from Jim. And he says, an article in Grace in Focus magazine, which we print and we'll give you a free subscription. We just need your physical address. Go to faithalone.org for your free
subscription. As long as you're in the U.S.
As long as you're in the U.S.
It's free in the U.S.
Reports that younger kids might more correctly understand faith in Christ than older kids. However, the author did not address the issue of child baptism. This is a hot-button issue among Baptists. The average of baptism in Baptist churches was 18 years old 200 years ago, but today the average age is much younger, and some are as young as 4 or 5 years old. In my opinion, pedobaptism, which is infant baptism, is not consistent with a valid expression of faith. Many people who were baptized as children later report that they did not understand what they were doing and did not regard it as valid. What is your opinion on this?
Good question. Of course, we're now speculating here because we don't have New Testament teaching on this. What we are told, for example, in Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20, he says to the apostles, "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe all things that I commanded you." Baptism, from that verse, is the first step in discipleship.
Right, it's part of discipleship.
So, as we decide to follow Christ in our life, which is a separate issue from being born again, I come to faith, and then I decide to follow him. And so, I came to faith, and then I was baptized, like I say, about a week or two later. And for me, that was a public expression of the fact that not only was I a believer, but it was also a public expression of the fact that I intended to follow Christ.
Right. And maybe in the believer's church tradition, this is a mistake we make. We emphasize what baptism means for us to God, but we don't always emphasize what baptism means from God to us. That washing in the water and the coming up out of the water is to teach us about our identification with Christ.
Right. We see various verses on that. There are two concerns here. Concern number one is, at what age can a child believe? At what age is it possible for a child to believe? I've talked to people who should be in the know here with Child Evangelism Fellowship, CEF, and they've suggested to me there's a difference between a child that's able to parrot back what you tell them and a child who believes in Christ for their salvation.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard two-year-olds before that parrot back what the parents told them to say, and
right.
I'm not convinced they were believers because they've not yet come to the point where they distinguish fantasy from reality.
Mm-hmm.
The CEF staff members told me that somewhere between the ages of 5 and 10 with most children, they no longer see fantasy and reality as the same thing. For a five-year-old, the Easter Bunny or Santa Claus is typically as real as their parents or their siblings or their teachers or whatever.
Right.
At some point, I remember for me, I was, I don't know, something like 7 or 8, and it finally hit me that, wait a minute, those things are fantasy.
Yeah.
And I could distinguish between the two. Now, maybe for some really precocious children, that might be age 4.
Sure.
But I would say that for most, it's somewhere between 5 and 10. So issue one is, do they believe or are they merely parroting back what you've told them?
And by the way, this isn't a matter of fruit inspecting. You
No.
don't baptize people after observing their life to see if they're good enough to be baptized. This is really just trying to discern whether someone is actually met the first condition of being a genuine disciple, which is to believe in Jesus for salvation.
Exactly. So the first question is, have they believed? And it would seem to me that you need some indication that they know the difference between fantasy and reality. So I wouldn't be baptizing 4-year-olds, regardless of how well they articulate what they believe.
Right.
I would probably, if it were up to me, I would probably not baptize someone before age 5 or 6 or 7. And I would probably wait until they could articulate that faith for an extended period of time.
Sure.
I wouldn't do that with an adult, but I would with a child because of this problem.
Yeah. Well, but what's the second issue?
Okay, the second issue is the issue of, have they decided to follow Christ?
Right.
Let's say they believe in him, but they don't have a clue what it means to follow Christ.
Right.
And they're not ready to follow Christ.
Because this is part of teaching them how to be a disciple.
I have a friend who pastors a very large church in the thousands. And he won't baptize anybody if all they do is profess faith in Christ, but they're not willing to commit themselves to follow him. And so he won't baptize an adult unless they're committed to following Christ, because he's saying, look, this is the first step in discipleship. Mm-hmm. You're publicly confessing Christ. It doesn't mean you've got it all together, but it means you've decided to follow Jesus. Whether we should do that with adults or not is an open question, but it seems to me with children, it's a reasonable point that you don't want to just baptize a child because the child is parroting back something. Oftentimes with children, they want to be baptized because they see other children being baptized.
Yeah, it's just peer pressure, or they just want to...
Or please mom and dad.
Sometimes baptism is just a coming-of-age ritual.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean anything to the parents or to the child. It's just like you bring the child to church, and this is where your grandparents were baptized, this is where I was baptized, so this is just what you do.
Let me give you an example. I pastored a church in Lewisville, Texas, and it didn't have elders when I got there, so we appointed 4 elders, and one of the 4 elders was a man who at that point was in his late 30s or early, no, I think he was in his early 40s. He had been baptized, he later told me, as a 13-year-old in a Southern Baptist church, like this person talking about. When I preached on baptism at our church, he came to me and said, my wife and children want to be baptized. My children have never been baptized. My wife has, but she realized she wasn't a believer when she was baptized. But I want to be baptized too.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, why? And he said, well, when I was 13, I was baptized, but I didn't know what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
All the other teens were being baptized, so I was too. And I did commit my life to Christ at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, it wasn't until I came to this church, and under the previous pastor, I learned that we're saved by grace through faith apart from works.
Mm-hmm.
And I realize now that's when I was born again. And I haven't been baptized since that time, so I think I should be baptized. So I baptized him. And it seems to me it's not just 5 or 7 or 8-year-olds that sometimes get baptized and don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
It can be 13, 15, 17-year-olds.
Adults.
Or adults, yeah.
So there's so many adults that I meet that they know Jesus has become important to them.
Right.
But when you talk to them about what it means for Jesus to be their Savior, clearly they don't know. They're all caught up in work salvation, and they're confused about what baptism means, and they think they need to do this to to either get salvation or to keep salvation or to get God's blessing and favor upon them. And they're all confused about baptism. And just telling them it is by faith apart from works and that baptism is part of this discipleship process, that doesn't always sink in one conversation.
Right.
It can take many, many, many conversations over months before they really get it.
So you're making a good point here, Sean. I think discernment is needed in terms of baptizing adults who want to be baptized as well as children. We need to be discerning.
But at the same time, I'm kind of having this struggle with, not struggle, this learning process, I guess, with my children. My oldest daughter, Daphne, who's 7, I'm pretty sure she believed in Jesus for eternal life when she was 5.
Right.
I'm pretty sure. I asked her the questions, and she understood that when she died, she'd be forever with Jesus because she believed in him.
Right.
Only recently, just a couple weeks ago, she was expressing an interest in baptism because some people in church were baptized, adults. And she's like, well, I want to get baptized. I have hesitated so far because I just want to make, I don't know, maybe I shouldn't. And I wonder, maybe I shouldn't have hesitated because maybe I should just give her that grace of baptism. Maybe I shouldn't try to snuff out the flame. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I don't quite feel she understands what that means yet.
Right. And my suggestion is there's no right answer here because the New Testament doesn't tell us. Jesus did say, permit the little children to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. This suggests that we also should permit little children to be baptized, because if we're permitting them to come to Jesus, which is a figure for believing in him, and also coming after him is following him, it seems to me if we're going to permit them to come to him in faith, we're also going to permit them to be baptized.
Mm-hmm.
There's no hard and fast rules, but I think a good principle would be see if the child has an abiding interest in being baptized. I think you could say to your daughter, honey, if you still want to be baptized in 6 months, we're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you might approach her again in 6 months, or she may bring it up herself.
Right.
But if there's not an abiding interest, you might wait. But I wouldn't have a problem if the child's old enough, they know what they're doing. I also wouldn't have a problem if the parents said, okay, we're going to baptize you.
Well, I hope those answers intrigued you. Keep on listening to Grace and Focus on this station or online at faithalone.org, or find us on iTunes and Stitcher. And be sure to send us your questions at radio@faithalone.org.
Thanks.
Thanks, guys, for that great discussion. Are you interested in finding other Free Grace believers just like yourself in your area? Well, you can do that by going to our website, faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. And on the website, we have a church tracker. It's an easy-to-use map that will help you locate those other Free Grace churches that might be in your area. So come visit us at the website and take advantage of our free church tracker. It's at faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. There are a lot of costs involved in staying on the air. That's why we so much appreciate our financial partners. If you'd like to learn how to become one, you can find out more by going to faithalone.org. We would love to hear from you. Maybe you've got a question, comment, or feedback. If you do, please don't hesitate to send us a message. Here's our email address. It's radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. Well, tomorrow on the program, we're going to talk about what happens when someone renounces the faith. So you're going to want to tune in for that. I'm Lucas Kitchen with the Grace Evangelical Society, and until next time, let's keep grace in focus.